enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
This is a song about a train. It's called the Panama Limited. The Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know. And she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hand. I had a girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, "Daddy, hey, and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey. We're walking on down Union Depot. Way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blowing. She asked me, was that the Panama Limit? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. Panama Limited, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. She said, what time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, all right, the way you turned me down. Hey, mama ain't got a dime. She went running on ahead down Union Depot. And I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down the bottom of Union Depot steps. I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps, and I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late. Hey, mama gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. She went running up to the depot agent. She asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against this cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. We stood there for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a crossing. He cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. My gosh, she's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. Soon out of Panama Limited, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on tone. Sound like this. Gone of a ribbit home.
She said I might be Are you ready? I got a brand new dance for you. It's what all it's called. It's all it's on. When you feel down on the rock and slow, the bass is on.
Zombies, it's a 2-hour show today, zombies.
I am
Tom Savini in the studio with me.
Welcome back,
Tom. It is a 2-hour special, all songs about zombies. Because I'm on from noon today, and then I am off to the Monroe Del Mall to host the Living Dead Weekend. And it is all zombie stuff, of course. And this is a special creep year. It's they're celebrating the movie's Creep Show and Night of the Creeps and Creep Show 2 and some other assorted zombie movies, of course, like Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, all those wonderful dead movies that won't stay dead. So I'll be there all weekend interviewing zombies. Yeah. So I figure I'd do a 2-hour show. I got to cut out of here at noonish. So I figure, what the heck? I just do a 2-hour zombie show.
You like that?
Like it right in your brain. And this is live in your brain. I'll get back into the themes of the other stuff. I think months is where we. Awesome stuff. That's what just we need. It's because I think we passed. I think it's Summerween now. That's right. It's because there's halfway to Halloween that we do in April. And then during the summer, we do Summerween. And then we got the Halloween season, which starts I think the Halloween season in Pittsburgh starts January 1st is when Halloween starts in Pittsburgh. I love this town. It is Halloween Central. And yeah, I know the streaming stinks today. The streaming is not up and running too well. Maybe it's fixed by the end of the show. But if you're, it's zombie music. So just imagine it's very apocalyptic what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, we gone zombie. Silver Tulu. That's right. Let's do this. In your brain.
For sure. See everything around you don't change. You better get here real quick, man. If not, well, there's no remains. See every time you close your eyes, the wind blows. Now everybody knows there's only death in the walking dead. The walking dead. You better run, you better hide, they gon' get you. The walking dead. Walking Dead. We gon' zombie in the walking dead.
The Symbols with a classic Do the Zombie, and we heard Zomnuella, which is kind of like the version of Emmanuel done zombie style by Messer Chups, of course. And Silver Lou started off with We Gon' Zombie. It's a zombie show today up at the Monroeville Mall, and it, like I'm saying, every day's that's one thing why we all stick around Pittsburgh so much. You know, it's such a wonderful zombie capital, all the weird stuff just seems to funnel right into this town. And that is very nice. That's the only reason why I think I have survived on the radio so long, is the fact that, you know, there's a little funnel of weirdness. Very nice. Very nice. Ah, so how are you bums doing? Good. I'm so glad to hear. I'll only be on till noon o'clock today. Then I'm off to Monroeville Mall to host the Living Dead Weekend. And that there's, yes, a lot of zombies, a lot of super creeps. I think you might, if you're in the neighborhood, you know, which you probably are, everybody's in the neighborhood, swing on by. And I've heard that the streaming is a little better now. So that's good on us, the live streaming. Wow. What can we start? I don't know if I want to get ramped up today. I don't know about you. Maybe this will ramp me up. Now I'm feeling zombified, alien sex fiend.
Yes.
Now I'm feeling zombified. Now I am feeling zombified. Now I'm feeling zombified. Yes. And how can I segue that into a promo or for a no? There's just no good zombie. How am I supposed to come out of an up-tempo zombie number with a death dedication? How am I supposed to do that? All right, let me see here. I got to tell you something. Okay. Got to tell you something. But man, this is just so tired. All this stuff is so tired. Junk mail, digital literacy. I'm not even in a sarcoma mood yet, man. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's see here. All right, here we go. Compulsive Brain Eaters Anonymous. Is a local nonprofit organization that opens year-round help to people and has a 12-step program for people who have problems with eating brains, eating too many brains, not eating enough brains, or other brain-related issues. They have meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area, as well as phone meetings. So for more information, it's shamble on over. Dial 412-225-1664 and point your browser to CAHOWPA. Compulsive Brain Eaters Anonymous. It's simple. It's free. It's delicious. That's right. Remember, it's good brain. Brains are good brain food. That's what I've been told. Good brain. Brains are good brain food. So I'll try and do zombie flavored PSAs and promos. Let's see if I can actually get a show that might have a zombie flavor. Oh, yeah. Chop Shop. Because there was Chop Top was one of the famous zombies where he got his head chopped off with a helicopter or the top of his head chopped off with a helicopter. All right. There's confusing sounds for you. That's Saturday night. That's tonight. No, it's Saturday. Tomorrow night. 5 p.m. for Chop Top, Shop Top. So Chop Top is going to be coming on as a guest at Shop Talk. So they're going, and they're going to talk shop. They're going to talk shop at Chop Top on the Shop Top. Yeah. So clever. So clever. All right. So clever. What a clever fellow. What a smart fellow. What a smell fellow. Yeah. All right. There. Woo. All right. We got that. Here till noon. Zombified Southern Culture on the Skid. Zombo in your delicious brain.
Got no light in her eye. night.
There you go with that, right there. Right there is where you go with that. Oh, my gosh. So that was I Walk With a Zombie by the Vietnam Veterans. Before that, we heard Zombie the Greek by the Fiends going out to RPM. And we heard the Zombie Polka by the Polka Maniacs. And that reminds me, I will not be on the radio next Friday because the Polka Maniacs will be playing Kennywood. We'll be playing Kennywood all next weekend, Friday. From, I think, 2 to 8 o'clock and Saturday 2 to 8 o'clock. So Polka Maniacs at Kennywood next Friday and Saturday. So I will not be on the air next Friday. And Polka Maniacs will be playing a crazy long time, a good time at Allegheny Brewing Company in the North Side Wednesday, about 7:30. So that'll be a nice little Wednesday evening show. So next Wednesday, Allegheny Brewing Company on the north side. That'll be fun. But next week, I will not be on the radio. I'll be probably playing a deep archive for you. Guys, I forgot all about that. Man, this summer is jam-packed full of goodness. Like I'm saying, I will only be on the radio today till noon because I'm off to Monroeville to interview Zombies, host the Living Dead Weekend starting, I think it starts around 1 or 2 o'clock. So I got to skedaddle out of here at noon and get directly to the Monroeville Mall and interview Zombies and the like. So how you guys doing? That's right. So, man, busy guy, huh? Believe me, it beats any kind of real job. It's not a real job. I was a man. That's almost a busy dude. Yeah, well, it's because I got all that's going on, man. Nothing. Just this crazy stuff. I ain't going to work for the man. I'm not even going to work for Chico and the man. How about that? Let's see here. Oh, Rita's Italian ice. That's right. If your body's starting to decompose as you turn into a zombie, put it on Rita's Italian ice. They offer a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian ice. They have Italian ice as well as Italian ice. It's made fresh daily with real fruit and available in over 95 flavors. Ask to sample all 95 when you go there. Just ask. I'd like a sample of all 95 flavors. And see how friendly they are. And then leave them like 15 cents as a tip. And then you have your fill of ice. You don't need anything more than 95 little tastes of Rita's ice. Just don't have them too fast or you're going to get a headache. Giving them ice headaches or ice cream headaches or ice baby headaches. Why do people still put the baby on board on their car? I thought that was over. I thought baby in car was over. I thought that whole thing, because people realized, oh, maybe this guy's not going to smash into me if I put up a... The smart thing to put on your car, you know, is say new driver. Even if you've been driving your whole life, you know, if it says like new driver or student driver and you just start cutting people off, you know, and driving like real slow in traffic, they're going to cut you some slack. I think that's really the smart thing to put on your car is student driver. And then you just drive like a complete idiot. That's really, if you drive drunk a lot, that's another smart thing to put on your car. Student driver. Oh, this guy's weaving all over the road. And the cop goes, well, you see, he's a student driver. He's just learning the ropes. What's he doing out at 3 in the morning? I don't know. Maybe he's practicing his parallel parking. Keep that in mind, all you drunk drivers. And it's very simple. You can get those student drivers or new driver stickers anywhere. And then you can just drive like a maniac. And, yeah, the fuzz won't bust you. Back to Rita's Italian Ice. They have locations all through the city, including a stand at 3712. It's a last stand, 3712 Fifth Avenue, near the Pitt campus. For more information, just go to their website, Rita's Ice, icebaby.com. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are interested in underwriting WRCT, you got to be crazy. Because we'll have you do your promotional exchanges, and we'll give you partnership opportunities, but be patient. Because Rita's Italian Ice first applied for us back in like 2003, and we finally got around to getting them on our underwriting. But it's all worth it. It is all worth it. How about that? Oh, man, it's Shivitz. So let's jump back in here. Oh, we got Rockin' Zombie by the, it's an older tune, by the Crewnecks. And it's all songs about zombies today because it's the Living Dead weekend up in Monroeville. They do this twice a year. They do once in the summer in Monroeville. And I don't know if they're still going to do the one in Evans City for Night of the Living Dead. But that's a fun one. But nice little way to get up to Evans City and see the scenic cemetery where a lot of that stuff was filmed. It's, you know, I know I've been doing these zombie things for like decades, but I never get bored with it. I mean, these people, it's just fun to hear. I know it's a lot of the same stories over and over again. My favorite story is how you probably know this one. George Clinton with Parliament. He was touring Pittsburgh in the 60s. I think at that time it was Parliament. It wasn't Funkadelic or anything. And they all, you know, just finished up their gig. And they all just took a bunch of acid, of course, because it's George Clinton and company. And they get lost, leaving Pittsburgh, and they end up in Evans City, trying to find their way to, the expressway or something. Needless to say, they get horribly lost. And they're driving through Evans City just during the night when they're doing one of the filmings for Night of the Living Dead. And all these zombies are out on the road. And, yeah. He actually talks about that in like these memoir things he did called, Tales from the Tour Bus. And it was really funny just how they stumbled across the filming of Night of the Living Dead, the first zombie movie ever done. So it was pretty trippy. That had to be a really, mind blowing rockin' zombie Crewnecks in your brain with the zombies. Till noon today, only till noon, buddies. RCT in your rotted brain.
One night as I was walking past the cemetery, I saw a little girl, she's a walking towards me, so I made the scene and I went to see her. I got a look at a real zombie. I am known as a rockin' zombie. She said she was headed for a record hop and asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. We split for the tombs and we did hear the rocking the sound coming out of the bill. We entered the tomb and I had a glance. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance. Their legs without bending their knees. They stuck up their arms and they grabbed for the breeze. They moved about with the shuffling sound, digging the beat coming out of the ground. Wow.
of my rockin' zombie.
I gotta tell you, that's some warm sounding vinyl. Man, I love that warmth. That warm sounding vinyl. That's...
Yo soy un zombi y vosotros sois mi carne.
Soy un zombie by Stefan Arno. Before that, you heard the warm vinyl tune by Armando Ross and his orchestra doing Zombie. We heard I Was a Teenage Zombie by the Fleshtones. Steph started off with Crewnex doing Rocking Zombie. Here for another hour, Zombo, right here in your delicious brain. And I have to tell you, you know, a brain food stamp program can help you get the brains you need. Many folks are eligible and don't even know it. You don't even need to be on welfare. You don't even need to be alive. You can be working part-time or full-time, and there's a lot of those part-time and full-time working zombies. You guys need your brains. That's right, and the amount of money you make can go up, but still you can qualify, you know. There you go. So apply for your brain food stamps. See if you qualify. Call Just Harvest the Mandula Oblongatas at 412-431-863. So there you go. Call those numbers. Get your free, delicious brains. I always like how they kind of marketed brains growing up. There was a thing called sweet bread. You think, oh, sweet bread. That sounds good. I'll have some sweet bread. Sweet bread is actually like cow brain. Cow brain is like sweet bread. You want some sweet bread? Wow, sweet bread. There, that was genius marketing. Genius marketing to get people to eat cow brains. Who wants sweet bread? Oh, I like sweets. I like bread. How could I not like? Wait, this is a cow brain. This is the thing that gets me too. They're wasting so many of these good animals on other animals. For example, what do cats like to eat? Cats, really, they like mice. They like birds. They like bugs. I know they eat bugs. Why are we giving, I love cats dearly, but give them what they want. You know, they don't want chicken in a Florentine puree. You would like chicken Florentine in a puree. We're wasting all these really good animals on animals that really would eat, you know, a pigeon, a rat, a mouse, cockroach. Grind them all. There's actually a secret calf. They won't tell you about this. If your cat is like, kind of like in kiddie hospice and won't eat, it's like $35 a can. There is a cat food you can get. They won't tell you what's in it. But they say if your cat would not eat this cat food, it's time to put the cat to beddy by. And that is, I bet it is just chopped up mice. Cats love mice. You know, dogs, you could put anything in dog food. Why, your gravy train is 100% meat. Yeah, that's fine. We have people starving around the world, and a dog will eat poop, cat poop. That's what you do. So you get the cat poop, and you make that dog food. It's probably just as nutritious and probably doesn't look much different than gravy train or Old Roy, especially Old Roy. Who in their right mind gives their pet Old Roy? Who knows what's in Old Roy? It's like Soylent Green. So that's one thing I can't understand. I love pets dearly, but give them what they want. The cats want mice, and they want birds, and they want bugs, and the doggies will eat anything. You can put sticks in there. You can put, a deer. They like deer. You can put a moose in there. You can put all the stuff that roadkill. You get roadkill. You give a doggie roadkill. And so the nice thing is, too, you can have them roll in it, too. So that's the thing. It could be like, you could actually give them roadkill, like, and kind of make it like a like jerky, like dog jerky. Call it dog jerky. Have freeze dried roadkill, and you kind of make it look nice. You cut it up into little bits, you know, so it doesn't look all gross like a flattened possum. So and you get the dog can roll in it before he or she eats it. I mean, you want to make your pet happy. You want to give them a natural diet. You want to take them away from like, oh, this is goose. How often is a dog going to eat a goose in the wild? Not often at all. You're doing a lot of dirt. And why are you feeding bread to the birds? It's not really too great for birds. But you think of birds, and actually I find it weird that birds are the remnants of dinosaurs. So I think that's kind of fascinating. Dinosaurs looking around, like, hey, you guys got any bread? Nah, wait a couple billion years when we turn into birds. They're going to give us more bread than what we're going to know what to do with. And I got bread in the wild. We're feeding animals the wrong stuff. We're feeding them like we'd feed ourselves. What would you like? I'd like a nice slice of bread. You know who else would like a nice slice of bread? That sparrow over there would like a nice slice of bread. No, that sparrow over there would like some suet, or he would like some seeds, or he'd like a worm. Those things, you know? So and so we feed like the dog, we feed him like ourselves. Oh, you want some chicken? No, I'd really rather, a dog licks his butthole without even blinking an eye. You think a dog's gonna really even care? Like, hey, this dog food tastes funny. Cats can get finicky. I know, because there's not enough mice in their food. Yeah, that's why and it would solve so many problems. You know, New York, the rats in New York City alone could feed pussy cats for quite a while. We're doing it all wrong, friends. We need to give our pets what they want. A nutritious, natural diet, not what we think we want. They don't need their omega-3s. They need like mice tail. They need stuff like that, you know? They need mouse brain. Mouse brain is probably really good for a kitty, to give them mouse brains. I'm just saying, you put them in a machine, you chop them up after they're dead, you humanely euthanize them. Because what you do is if you poison these damn things, then you feed them to your cat, then they're eating a poisoned animal. You kind of lull them to sleep like in Soylent Green. Like when they put Edgar G. Robinson in that room, they're showing him pictures of a field and a slide, and they sneak up behind him and they hit him over the top of the head with a pipe. The end. There's their spoiler for Soylent Green, my friends. Hey, oh man, this goes out to my late great bandmate, Sean Carlin, from Ohio. We were in a band together called Drifter. We were the loudest surf band ever. And he passed away about a year ago. And he was in a band called Dink, who I played on the show a couple times too. So he was one of the finest fellows ever to come out of Northeastern Ohio musically, and also a rather fine gentleman as well. We were in a band together called Drifter, and this is a tune he wrote some great, great, great music too. He wrote this one. It's called I Zombie. Drifter, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT, Pittsburgh.